From NPR and WBUR, I'm Peter O'Dowd.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. President Biden has a tough sell ahead of him tonight when he addresses a joint session of Congress for the first time. He's selling a plan with a price tag of more than $1 trillion. But in this annual presidential tradition, Biden plans to make his mark pitching the American Families Plan and the notion that it will make the economy more fair and focused on families. After already passing a massive COVID-19 relief bill in Congress earlier this year, and now trying to secure an infrastructure deal, even some Democrats are concerned about the cost. NPR's senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro is here. And Domenico, it's kind of a cradle-to-college plan to help some struggling families from the time a child is born to college. Flesh that out.
Yeah, this is part of what Biden calls his human infrastructure plan. He talked for a long time about college affordability. You know, his wife Jill has taught in community college, even doing so when she was second lady. So this is personal for them, but it's also a little bit of a compromise from what he and progressives might really want, which is free four-year state college tuition. This is only 2 years of community college. We'll see how progressives feel about that. He also is not addressing student debt, really. He's resisted plans from other Democrats wanting to relieve more of that student debt. On the other end of this, the goal is free schooling for 3- and 4-year-olds, what's known in some corners of education as essentially universal pre-K, and that'd be for qualifying families. Also, some child care measures on a need-based qualification. Needy families wouldn't pay more than 7% of their income toward child care. And there's a complicated formula for that for families making 1.5 times their state's median income. And there's money for HBCU families who make less than $125,000 a year. You'd get subsidized tuition. It adds money for Pell Grants and increases benefits for family leave.
Phew. Okay, historical black colleges in there. You mentioned pre-K. We're going to take that up elsewhere in the program. But this brings us, with that long list, to the cost, $1 trillion, yeah. Maybe more than. Where does the administration say that's going to come from, and what might be a payoff on the other side?
Yeah, because it's about $1 trillion in those kinds of measures, but it's also another $800 billion in tax cuts for people. So you're talking about a price tag of about $1.8 trillion in total for revenue that would not be going to the federal government. Of course, they do build in ways to pay for it here. They say that it would pay for itself over about 15 years. And that's mostly on taxes on the wealthy and increasing the top tax rate from 36 to back to 40%, about 40% just under that, and taxing capital gains, increasing capital gains taxes. That would be where most of that money would be coming from. And of course, Republicans push back hard against something like that because they don't think that that's fair.
Okay. What else will you be listening for tonight, Domenico?
Well, you know, what about the other infrastructure plan that he'd been talking about? You know, the roads, bridges, those charging stations. How does he make the sell to Republicans to get on board with that, how he wants to pay for it, and sell those moderate Democrats who have had some issues with how he wants to pay for it? I want to hear about what he wants to do with racial justice going forward, because there are some Republicans who said they could be on board with something dealing with police, sentencing, and probation reform. And on guns, we expect him to say to advocate for an assault weapons and high capacity magazine ban, which he was in favor of and helped pass in 1994.
This could be a long night. In the few seconds that we have, we also know there's going to be fewer people because of safety rules in place because of the pandemic, and also, you know, in light of security concerns after the January 6th insurrection. But just quick, who might we see there?
Well, it's going to be I'm interested to see that because, you know, they actually are not having a designated survivor, as morbid as that sounds, because there's going to be a lot of cabinet officials who won't be in attendance. So I'm going to be looking to see how they space people out, what they wind up doing. It's going to look a little bit different than we've seen in past, joint addresses to Congress.
Well, you mentioned the designated survivor. It's such a chilling thought, but it's the person high in the government who stays back just in case anything happens to the president. NPR's Domenico Montanaro, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.